Yeah, being able to provide an atmosphere that provides the conditions for solid recovery, I imagine would be one of the most critical factors, in addition to people and programs and systems that work. Without the environment, it's probably very difficult to make things stick as you go through a recovery program.
I think that a lot of people, I think people that are not, familiar with or have not been, themselves have lived experience, almost take housing for granted, right? It's something that everybody, for the most part, has and is grown up with. And, a lot of times when you reach a low and you've got yourself, and you're in the thick of, struggling with, drug and alcohol addiction, housing isn't always for granted, and it's something that you can't always afford for yourself. So yeah, that sense of security is almost taken, and it makes it harder to rebound.
How did you get interested in starting this organization? Is this an issue that's always been near and dear to you? I am sure you have to have a lot of passion for what it is that you do.
Yeah, I think fundamentally, I in my adolescent, early 20 years, I lived it, right? I had, I lived the struggle myself, and, I was lucky and thankfully I had the intervention early enough and was able to, rebound and spend the latter part of my 20s repairing my life. And, a few years ago I was working in a, I owned a pizza shop, and we had a couple people that were living in recovery houses in the area that were working for us. And I had known about the idea. Even at that point, I had been going kind of back into the jail, mentoring guys that have a background like myself. Never thought about going into it, professionally, but I was involved in real estate and still am. And it kind of put those two ideas together, right? It combined my goals in real estate as well as, the passion that I have for kind of giving back and helping people that have, my background. And it just seemed like a really good fit. We tried it. We opened up one house, and now we have four, and it's really just become a rewarding passion project for me.
Well, that is really a great story that you've shared. And coming up, Laugh in the Face of Addiction, it's a fundraiser for Skyline Recovery at the South Hills Italian Club, March 3rd, happening at 6 o'clock. This is Miles Mazzanti, who is acting president and executive director of Skyline Recovery. What's the best way to get additional information about the event or about Skyline?
So if you're on social media, all the information is on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Our website is pretty simple. It's skylinerecoverypittsburgh.com. I would say those are probably the three easiest ways to either get in contact with myself or find information, where you buy tickets. And just kind of reiteration on where the event is. We are going to be selling tickets at the door if you don't get them online ahead of time. But those are probably the three best ways to look us up and get in contact with us.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. I appreciate your time and giving me the opportunity to talk about, Skyline Recovery as well as the event.
You bet. Our pleasure. Keep in touch. That's Miles Mazzanti. Laugh in the Face of Addiction, a comedy show fundraiser for Skyline Recovery at the South Hills Italian Club, March 3rd, this coming Thursday at 6 o'clock. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org/radio. That's Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Always good to hear from him, and a guitar sound that, or mandolin sound, depending on what he's playing, that's got that driving feeling to it. Welcome to this hour. The Sound Hound is going to come by and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. In just moments.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial. providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
So nice to have you with us this morning at SLB. And we're not alone. The Sound Hound is also here, eager to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. As always, the Sound Hound has brought along a sound, and let's see if we can get it from him. Got it. Let's see what the Sound Hound brought this week. Are you ready? Here it is. Can you identify this sound? 412-200-5975 if you would like to take a guess. 412-200-5975. Here it is one more time. 412-200-5975. See if you can come up with the sound that we have in mind. And as you think about it, we'll give the Sound Hound a little food. Nothing like a happy dog eating away there. 412-200-5975. Good luck with our Sound Hound puzzle. Stu and McCandless and Zach in Pittsburgh are both pretty sharp. They just came up with the correct answers. And Mike and Mars got it as well. Linda just came up with it. Well done, Linda. And Turkey City Arn just came up with it. In a moment, Tommy and Baldwin is going to join us. We're going to give you just another moment or two to come up with the correct answer. Tommy will be with you in just 2 minutes. 412-200-5975.
I've got a dog. My dog's name is Cat. Bet you've never heard anything as crazy as that. But not only that, I've got a cat. My cat's name is Dog. Like my dog's name's Cat. I bet you think that's pretty absurd, but wait till you hear about my fish bird. Listen to me and you'll hear this. I've got a bird and I call him Fish. I've got a dog. My dog's name is Cat. Bet you've never heard anything as crazy as that. Not only that, I've got a cat. My cat's name is Dog, like my dog's name's Cat. Thank you. my dog and my cat. People all stare when I tip my hat. Strangers can be when we walk in the park, but it's stranger still when the cat starts to bark. I've got a dog, my dog's name is Cat. Bet you've never heard a thing half as crazy as that. Not only that, I've got a cat. My cat's name is Dove, like my dog's name's Cat. My cat's name is Dove, like my dog's name's Cat.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is Elizabeth Street.
Me and the boys there. That's a three guitar special.
And we, just moments ago, gave you this sound. And Tommy at Bethel Park came up with the correct answer. In Baldwin, that is. Good morning, Tommy.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Sorry I put you in the wrong place there for a minute. I had B.
No problem.
I had B on my head. You said you came up with this almost immediately, Ricky told me. What is it that we're looking for?
I visited one the other day with my wife, and that would be the mailbox.
Well done. Indeed, a good old U.S. mailbox.
Yes, sir.
And that very distinctive sound that they make.
Yep, yep. And I usually hear it two or three times because I have to double and triple check that the mail goes down.
Yeah, you always have to look in there and say,
yep.
Did it go? And it always does.
It does. Well, we love your show every Saturday.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to call this morning. I was walking the other day. Ricky and I went for a walk because the weather was so nice. And, it's been so long since I've been out for a walk. And I said, oh, we still have mailboxes. It's kind of nice to know.
It's nice that they're still around.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for checking in, and we're glad you and your wife are with us Saturday mornings. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care. And Aline in Maine also came up with the correct answer. And Saco, Maine. Tommy is in Richmond, Virginia with the right answer. Zach got it. Mike and Mars got it. Turkey City Arn came up with the correct answer. Thank you, Arn. Annie was oh so close. Sounds like the lid on some trash cans. Well, that would be for the junk mail. So we can give you a charge for that. Linda also came up with the correct answer.
Go, Daddy.
And Brian also was thinking it was a garbage can lid. But as you heard Tommy and Baldwin say just a moment ago, it was an outdoor mailbox, the old mail slot. And here it is again for that blue mailbox, that hinge door that you open. Let's take a good listen. There it is. And let's give the Sound Hound a little drink along with our thanks for being along with us today. He'll be back next week with a sound to challenge you. A quick note, if you are a teenager or if you know of a teen, somebody in middle school included, so even a little bit younger, and up to high school, our Youth Media Center opens next month and we will have opportunities for you to visit arts organizations and create commentaries, to create documentaries featuring interviews that you conduct with social justice organizations and leaders. Also, to create other works of self-expression in our brand new Youth Media Center. If you're interested in doing this, or if you know of somebody who might be interested, here's hoping you will get them to identify early. We have not yet released our applications. There also are opportunities to earn stipends as part of multiple programs that we'll be doing this spring and summer. Just send the person's email address and name to us at slb@slbradio.org, and we'll make sure they get the information.
I'll sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way that you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe that it came from you. Oh, I hope you're feeling better, and sign off with love the way that you do. I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter, and make believe that it came from you, Lord, Lord. I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
Jeff Healy at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Thank you so much for being along with us today. Now it's our pleasure to introduce you to Amy O'Neill of Allegheny Cleanaways. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Can you tell me a bit about Allegheny Cleanaways' mission and the work that you do?
Sure. So our organization just last year celebrated our 20th anniversary, and we work together with volunteers and community groups and local corporations to create a clean, beautiful, and safe outdoor spaces for everyone in Allegheny County. And we do that through dump site, storm drain, litter, and riverfront cleanups all through the county.
I remember when you were founded, a much-needed organization then, and still today you do great work. And coming up, you've got the Swissvale Litter Walk and Fashion Show. Not many people think of litter and fashion going together, but this sounds like a fun event. It's going to be on March 5th, starting at 10 o'clock. And tell us what people can expect.
Sure. Well, this event is just one of a bunch of events that are going to happen over the next few months that is part of our partnership with the Three Rivers Outdoor Company and Cinderlands Beer. And together, we're kind of calling ourselves the Three Rivers Conservation Crew. And so we have a bunch of events happening. This first one, the Litter Walk and Fashion Show, we're so excited about it. It's kind of obviously a little off the beaten path for us. We're used to being out in the trash. And so we're going to come inside and do a little fashion show. But we just thought it would be a really great way to get folks out and to do a litter walk in the neighborhood and do some good. And then we'll be going back to the Three Rivers Outdoor Company. And our fashion show is going to be focused on the best gear for volunteers to wear while they're out there helping not only our organization, but there are so many outdoor environmental organizations that take volunteers to do great things in the community. And so it's really important for volunteers to wear the best gear to stay safe out there and comfortable while they're doing that volunteer work. So we're really excited to show off some looks for the best things to wear when you're dump busting or out on the rivers with us cleaning up. So we're really excited about it.
So it gives you a chance to be safe and fashionable and feel your best as you're out there doing it. And that makes a lot of sense. You don't want to be wearing shoes that will cause you to slip or, worse yet, have a nail pop into your foot.
And it's actually kind of funny. We have had folks actually show up to events wearing like pajama pants and flip flops. And so for us, this is a great way to have a little fun and also to really make sure we're keeping those volunteers safe and ready to be out there.
Yeah, and you just, some people just don't think twice. So it's a good event to try to spread awareness about the importance of being safe as you do that. And it's easy to forget because we spend so much time in virtual worlds these days. But you can't wear high heels or pajama bottoms or open-toed shoes if you're out there scavenging and collecting. So is there a route through Swissvale or a meetup that morning prior to the fashion show?
So we're going to be meeting up with all of the volunteers that sign up right in front of the Three Rivers Outdoor Company store. And then we actually have some local neighborhood, I'll call them historians, but I think they're just people who love their neighborhood and know a lot about it. And so they'll actually be joining us. We'll be splitting up into a couple of groups with our staff leading each group with volunteers, and then also having someone from the local neighborhood so they can talk a little bit about the history of the neighborhood and just a lot of the great things that are happening there, so people can be learning a little bit about one of the great neighborhoods in our region and also being out and collecting litter.
Excellent. Well, I hope the day goes well. And thank you for being with us today. How can folks learn more about the work of Allegheny Cleanways in the event they would like to support the work that you're doing or simply gain more knowledge about the environment locally?
Sure. So you can visit our website. It's just AlleghenyCleanways.org. And, of course, we're on all the social medias. And we always have volunteer events scheduled. Our dump busters are out there 4 days a week doing work. And we do have, like I said, a lot of great things coming up. And you can also find these events on Three Rivers Outdoor Company on their website and also on Cinderlands Beer. It's truly, this Three Rivers Conservation Crew is truly a partnership between the three organizations.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, Amy O'Neill, and good luck with the upcoming Swissvale Litter Walk and Fashion Show, as well as the other events you have planned.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure.
Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato. But he leaves the bone and gristle, and he never eats the skins. The busboy comes and takes it, with a cough contaminates it. He puts it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins. And the
truck comes by on Friday and carts it all away. 1,000 trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Oh, garbage.
Garbage, garbage, garbage.
Garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage.
Filling up the seas with garbage. What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage?
Garbage, garbage, garbage.
Garbage,
garbage, garbage.
Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac and winds it down the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars. There they form a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days. And the sun looks down into it with an ultraviolet tongue, turns it into smog, and then it settles in our lungs. Oh, garbage.
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 Garbage. Garbage. Garbage.
We're filling up the sky with garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage?
Garbage, garbage, garbage.
Garbage.
Garbage, garbage,
garbage, garbage, garbage. Getting home and taking off his shoes, he settles with the evening news while the kids do homework with the TV in one ear. While Superman for the thousandth time sells talking dolls and conquers crime, dutifully they learn the date of the birth of Paul Revere. In the papers there's a piece about the mayor's middle name. He gets it read in time to watch the All-Star Bingo game. Oh, garbage.
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 Garbage, garbage.
We're filling up our minds with garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to read, when there's nothing left to need, nothing left to watch, nothing left to touch, nothing left to walk upon, and nothing left to talk upon, and nothing left to see? There's nothing left to be but garbage.
That's the Kronos Quartet from Long Time Passing. Kronos Quartets and Friends celebrate Pete Seeger. Good morning to Scott. Thank you for your note. Scott is listening in Plano, Texas. And a few brigadiers getting the correct answer to the sound hound puzzle that I missed. Tom had swinging of a door, which the very specific sound of a mailbox door is kind of close. Fred and Crescent had it exactly. A mailbox opening and closing. Tommy in Virginia also got it, as did Bruce and Ingram. And John in Baden. Good morning, John. You got it perfectly. Thank you for being with us. Renee on the south side also got the answer correct, as did Ross in North Carolina.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Coming up, a little radio theater with a preview of the prime stage production of A Wrinkle in Time. And as a quick note, we're celebrating Black History Month all February long, with features on our Facebook and Instagram pages at SLB Radio. And we also have a feature coming up this morning that we think you'll really enjoy at 10 o'clock. Reverend James Jimmy Joe Robinson and his wife, Dr. Betty Robinson, will talk about their early career experiences, the civil rights movement as they lived through it, and the legacy of their service as Manchester changemakers here in the Pittsburgh area. That will be at 10 o'clock. You can also find more stories at crossingfences.org and by searching on Girl Talk at neighborhoodvoices.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Talking about a new way of walking. Don't you wanna lose your mind?
episode is Taylor at the Saturday Light Brigade, and walk right in getting this segment started. And we're going to talk a little bit with Prime Stage about their upcoming production of A Wrinkle in Time, a story you may know, or maybe you don't, but you'll learn about it and about how you can see the production at the New Hazlett Theater coming up in just a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we'll be celebrating listener birthdays, as we do each and every week. Somebody is about to turn 87. Maybe that's you. You'll find out in a moment or two. Right now, it's a pleasure for us to welcome the director and three of the cast members of the Prime Stage Theater production of A Wrinkle in Time. Let's meet everybody who's here before we talk a little bit about the play. And Pawnee, we'll start with you, if you could just introduce. I'm going backwards already. I actually had that right. I'm just misreading my notes. Pawnee, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Pawnee Connemasyan.
And tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I am a proud Pittsburgh native, a boomeranger. So I was away for a long time but came back, and I live out in the South Hills with my husband, and I have three kids.
Excellent. And how did you get involved in theater?
Well, it's a very good question. I went to college and was studying English literature and found that I really, really enjoyed talking about the literature. And then when I was talking more about the literature, I thought, there's a good connection between drama and the written word.
Well, Prime Stage is a perfect place to practice that. And we'll talk about your character, which is Mrs. Witch, right?
Yes.
In a little while. But why don't we also get a chance to meet Joyce first? Good morning.
Hi, I'm Joyce Miller. I live in South Fayette, and I'm also Pittsburgh native. I have a husband. We're both retired now. Two kids and four grandchildren, which we enjoy. And I came to theater late in life. I've been a storyteller all my life, going for the joke, a class clown, that kind of thing. And my voice teacher actually said to me, would you be interested in taking an acting class? And I was like, yes, please, very much. And I did that, and she encouraged me. And from there, I went to Point Park for a class in acting for the first time. And the teacher there said, go audition. And I did, and never looked back.
What's the first production you were in? Do you remember?
I remember Mama with Little Lake Theater.
Ah, very good. And you play Mrs. Who?
I do.
So we have Mrs. Witch and Mrs. Who, and somebody, I believe, is Mrs. What's-It. And that must be you.
Exactly. That's me. I'm Mary Meyer, playing Mrs. What's-It. I live in Pittsburgh, but I grew up in Michigan and the Detroit area. And then I lived in Chicago for about 10 years before moving here. I have two kids in high school and live with them and my husband, David.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
My husband's work, actually. The company he works for was headquartered here. So we followed him. We didn't know anyone in Pittsburgh at the time, and I wasn't quite sure about moving here from Chicago. And absolutely loved it. I loved the museums were one of my favorite things when we first moved here, because the kids were just 3 years old and 1 year old when we moved here, and Chicago has such amazing museums as well. But I loved how you could just drive to a museum, get in the park in the parking lot without a fare, without taking a shuttle to the museum, and the museums are fantastic. Yeah. We're really happy here.
Well, I'm glad you've found yourself at home here, and you've been here for a while now.
Oh,
right?
Yes, yeah. Been here 14 years now.
So you've met Mrs. What's It, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Which. Now let's meet the director, who is Sonny Disney. Hello.
Hi, nice to see you this morning.
You too. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm directing this production. My background in theater, I was born into a family of theater artists. My father founded a theater company in the South Hills called Little Lake Theater.
And he is Will Disney.
Will Disney,
I just
yes.
made that connection.
Yeah, that was my dad. So I was wearing diapers and running around the rehearsal stage, and I just have grown up with it. And where he was just a fabulous actor, my calling is more direction, because I guess I'm bossy. I don't know.
A lot of people may not know what a director does exactly. How would you describe it?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the director looks at the story and tries her or his best to honor the story in all aspects, in the casting, in putting the actors together for the play, and working with all the designers to coordinate all the elements of design. And I'm the audience's eye and ears. I'm the one that make certain that the story points are being told clearly and that everything is being seen and just well told, that the story is working.
That's got to be really hard. I actually never thought about the inanimate objects that a director has to have under his or her purview. So you would have the authority or the responsibility to make sure props were understandable, to make sure that settings made sense, or even fashion. And while those might not be your specific detailed jobs, if you saw something that maybe didn't make sense, maybe a book that had a binding that was not appropriate for the period but was being used as a prop, you would have to sort of diplomatically let the prop master know.
Well, that's true, except it is such a collaborative family. So the designers, they have that skill to look and see if something isn't fitting for the time or the place. But in this particular play, A Wrinkle in Time, there are such fantastical elements to it. And that's something that has been just, you know, it's still a work in progress. We are working with massive wings, for example, on the stage that spread out across the entire Hazlitt Theater stage. And we've not worked with them yet because they don't fit in the rehearsal studio. So, you know.
Do you mean wings of a stage, or do you mean wings?
I mean
as in flapping
wings of a bird.
Oh, wow.
Wings
okay.
of a bird. Mrs. What's It transforms into a Pegasus-like creature.
Oh, my.
And takes the children on this fantastical journey in flight. So it's, you know, it's so funny because this story, even though it's about one young girl's journey through wrinkles of time and space to rescue her father on an evil planet, it's also a very human story. It's about a family. It's about how love conquers all. It's got a lot of wonderful layers to it.
Sonny Disney is the voice you just heard. She's the director of A Wrinkle in Time. which Prime Stage Theater stages, and they will open up on March 4th, which is this coming Wednesday? Thursday?
Friday.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. All these years.
Just don't scare us.
No, no.
We need two more days.
This coming Thursday and runs through the 13th. I've
yes,
got that part
correct.
Right.
Fridays, Saturday nights, and Sunday matinees.
Thank you. And sorry to give you that scare. I should have those days in my head. Can you tell us a little bit about the plot and how let's talk about these characters at first, and why don't we, well, any of you could start, why don't we start with Mrs. Witch, just to
sure,
who is Mrs. and this is Mrs. Witch, not Witch Broomstick Witch, but witches,
right.
And which one are you, and which one are you?
Well, that's a very good question. Mrs. Witch is one of, we are calling ourselves the three W's for short. But we are actually referred to as both celestial beings and even guardian angels in the show. And it's super interesting because each one of us fulfills a very different role. So Mrs. Witch. Mrs. Witch is the leader of the three W's. She is the oldest. She is the most seasoned with this life that this eternal life that they are living. And she is also the most gifted in what is called tessering, which is the concept of how the children involved in the story move through time, how they wrinkle in time.
Tessering.
Tessering. And it's explained actually very specifically through the production. We have a very cool concept that I cannot wait for people to see, where we actually have dancers who are interpreting some of the movement that happens. So it actually gives a different sense of the visual. It's not just
neat.
You're not just hearing about it, but you're physically seeing the manipulation of this.
As you tesser from place to place.
Yes. So this is Mrs. Witch's specialty. And she keeps the other two in line sometimes. It had to be said.
She's the old soul rather than the eldest, I think.
Yes.
The old soul. Okay. And then we have Mrs. Who. What does Mrs. Who do?
Mrs. Who's very interesting. She speaks mainly in quotes, and those quotes are in foreign languages. And she wants to give nuggets of wisdom and hope and courage to the children, but is unsure how to formulate those words in her own words. So she uses quotes to do that. And then, of course, the children are mystified. And so she has to explain what the quote really means, which she does. And she's a lot of fun, but she's also a little, how can I say this? She's a little scattered sometimes.
Is she the Aunt Clara of the
kind
play?
Of? Yes, she is. That's very good. She's kind of like Aunt Clara. You're right. Yes.
And I'm referring to the Bewitched character that I'm glad we all know, but some folks may not know. Aunt Clara collected doorknobs and often had spells go haywire.
Yes.
When you give the quotes in other languages, are these truly, are you speaking other languages?
Oh, yes.
So you might give a quote in true German.
Yes, I'd give quotes in German, ancient Greek, French, Italian.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Can you deliver a...
My very first line is in French, and it is, Le cœur a ses raisons que la raison ne connaît point.
Okay.
And that's from Pascal.
Don't tell me. Can you do it again?
Le cœur a ses raisons que la raison ne connaît point.
From Pascal.
Yes.
It's probably don't put the cart before the horse. But it's not, I hear reason. What is it?
The heart has its reasons, which whereof reason knows nothing.
So learning those has to be hard.
I love languages. It was so much fun. It's like a puzzle to me.
What's that? Do you have any in German?
Oh, yes.
Let me hear it German.
Allwissend bin ich nicht, doch viel ist mir bewusst. From Goethe.
Work is not Did I hear work?
No.
Can you say it again?
Work is work. Allwissend bin ich nicht, doch viel ist mir bewusst.
See, I was thinking Arbeit for work, but I didn't. What is it?
It's I do not know everything. Still many things I understand. Excuse me.
Issa, what a great great role for you.
It is. I love it.
Language. And then we have Mrs. Watsit. What's it all about, Mrs. Watsit?
Well, I'm the youngest at 2,379,152,497 years, 8 months, and 3 days old. And I'm a former star, and now I'm one of these Ws, Guardian Angels. This is my first mission with them, and I am the, because I'm so young, it's easier for me to still communicate with these kids and with humans and with language. So I am sort of the interpreter of our field. We can communicate with each other without words, but I can translate what we're trying to relay to the children through the English language. And I'm much, I'd say, more optimistic, excited, energetic, enthusiastic, perhaps outwardly, than the other two.
And by star, she doesn't mean movie star.
Right.
Thank you, yes.
Yes, the celestial star.
Right.
I caught that, although at first I was thinking, I'm the star. And then I immediately got back down to earth with what you said. So it sounds like, are each of you primarily, do you interact much, or are you mostly on the stage alone? Just to get a sense of the production.
They absolutely interact. They're there to help guide the children. And for the children to learn, for example, for Meg to learn that she can be courageous enough to do what she has to do on her own. And so they are sometimes, they're nurturing. Other times they're quirky and silly and fun and put the children at ease. And other times they're just wise guidance.
Wow. It sounds like a great production. Are there any major characters? I guess the children are in the play and the dancers you mentioned.
Well, the children are... We have three children that are just magnificent. Mm-hmm. One is 10 years old. And he plays Charles Wallace. His name is Colin Bozick. And his real-life sibling, his older sister Piper, is his older sister in the play, which is really wonderful because they already have this relationship with one another, so they have the shortcut to knowing each other's heart and intellect. And then Jaden Greening plays Calvin, who is sort of a soulmate to them. He's a new friend, but he's found his place with this brother and sister. He's found a true friendship with them. And the three of them go on this mission to rescue Meg and Charles Wallace's father.
A Wrinkle in Time, created by Prime Stage Theater, bringing literature to life in the new Hayslid Theater, is just upstairs and outside of our studios in the adjacent building here on the north side in the new Hayslid Theater. The play opens March 4th, which is Friday, and runs through March 13th at the new Hayslid Theater. Primestage.org is how you can get additional information. We just have about a minute or two. Is there anything else that any of you would like to say that I didn't get a chance to ask?
May I just say one thing about the play?
Certainly.
One of the things that I love so much about it is Meg, the central character, really feels like a misfit at school. She really feels like an outcast. People don't really understand her. She doesn't feel like she's great at school. She doesn't feel like she's great at making friends. But through the play, we find that sometimes your greatest faults can be what you perceive as your greatest faults are actually your biggest gifts. And she really is, it's heroic in this play.
It's a great message. I wanted to ask the author of the play, too, because it's, I just can't remember.
Madeline L'Engle.
Thank you. That was really bugging me.
Well, she's the author of the book.
Of the book,
yeah,
right.
She didn't adapt the play, but yeah. She approved it. She approved the adaptation.
Yeah, but I knew the idea. I couldn't remember her name, and it was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
We're hoping that Madeline L'Engle's granddaughter, Charlotte, will be able to attend and perhaps join in a question and answer after a performance. We are not sure about that or the date, but that's our hope.
How nice. I hope that happens. PrimeStageTheater.org, PrimeStage.org, for additional information. We want to thank Mrs. Witch, Mrs. Who, Mrs. What's-It, Joyce, Mary, Pawnee, and also Sonny Disney, the director. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Take care. We appreciate it.
Could you help me find my song tonight? Because I'm feeling like there's not a single thing that I've done right. And I'm getting worried. I've wasted all the time that I've been given. And could you trust me one more time? I know I sold you up the river for a love that broke my pride. And then I got high. Seem to care where or how that you were living. I can't explain all the years that got away, all the miles I tried to fly on broken wings. Why
Platt and the Honeycutters, Open Up Your Door. From her album, The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. Doc Watson coming up in a moment to kick off our next hour. Let's start with Dave and McCandless. From Scott and Karen in Plano, Texas. And the great-grandchildren, and Adam and Allison and Aaron. Dave is turning 87 on February 28th. Happy birthday to you. We have some more February 28th birthdays to celebrate in a moment. Today, Damari of Monongahela celebrates. Mom, Dad, Sharon, and Fenway wish you a happy birthday. Joseph of Weirton for Mom and Joe and Alexis. Cody of Brentwood for Mom, Dad, and Sean. Also today, Jean of Churchill from Jennifer and John. And grandkids Matthew, Katie, and Andrew. Also today, Evan of Regent Square for Mom and Dad and Julian. Eric from Renee. Addie of Bridgeville. And Margaret of Florida. Tomorrow we have Charlie Anderson of Morningside. Happy birthday, Charlie, from us and from Daphne, too. Peter of Point Breeze from Eliza, twins Nyla and Niley of Sheridan. Jamie from Jim in Black Ridge and Mom, Jason, Frankie, Theo, Laura, Dale, Carson, Aaron, Jay, Evan, and Gina. On the 28th, Callie of Lakewood, Washington, Pam, Matthew, Sam of Forest Hills, Dick of Butler from Judy and Megan. As I mentioned before, but worth mentioning again, Dave turns 87. Happy birthday to you from Scott and Karen and Plano, Adam, Allison, Aaron, and all the great grandchildren. Sophia of Mount Lebanon from Grandma Naomi, Greg from wife Joan and kids, and Jason and Squirrel Hill. Jason is our February 29th birthday, our lone representative for that date. On the 1st, we have Robert from Grandma, Tyreek, Hayden, and family. Gregor, Jack of Emsworth from Mom, Dad, Ben, and Sally. Allison of Shaler from Mom and Dad. And Henry. On March 2nd, Joel of Cannonsburg, Diane of Avella, Lena of East Liverpool, Caroline of Avalon, Lauren from Mark and Jen in Portersville, Judy of Highland Park from husband Ken, Tessa of Gibsonia, and Jacqueline of Beaver from Corey, Joey, and Vinny. March 3rd, we have Laura of Pittsburgh from Mom, Dad, and Conrad, Brody from Chuchi and Ryan, Nick and Gibsonia from Brother Brian and Mars, and Dean and Dormont from Mom and Dad. Finally, on Friday, we have Wyatt of Mount Lebanon from Mom and Dad and Lila, Isabella of Miami Beach from Galadriel and Adam and Araliana, Abigail, Elsa, Leora and Eamon, Tommy and Swiss Elm Park from your family, Jim and Elizabeth Town from daughter Amy, and Cooper of Elizabeth from your family. Send your birthdays to us. We'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. Include the birthday person's address. We'll make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card. You can send birthdays to us by going to slbradio.org/birthdays or simply send the details to us at slb@slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, RadioPhoenix.org, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
As I walked along the street, a billboard caught my eye. I tell you what I read on it would make you laugh and cry. The signs were torn and scattered from a storm the night before. I know you won't believe it, folks, but this is what I saw. Smoke Coca-Cola cigarettes, drink Wrigley's spearmint beer. Kennel ration dog food keeps your wife's complexion clear. Chew chocolate-covered mothballs, they always satisfy. Brush your teeth with Lifebuoy soap and watch the suds go by. When I recovered from my shock, I went up on my way. I hadn't gone but just a block when there, to my dismay, I saw another billboard just like the one before. I know you won't believe it, folks, but this is what I saw. Take your next vacation in a brand new Frigidaire and learn to play piano in your winter underwear.